We're going to switch gears and talk about Israel at war. And it's really a great segue from The Last Dipper. So keep this in mind. I'm watching right now. We're watching footage on the Fox screen about the strikes on Hezbollah. And this is not what we've been seeing for the last year, all right? For the last year, we have been watching Israel leveling Hamas infrastructure in Gaza. Picture the map, if you will. I do this all the time, but I try to give you the mental image. Picture the map. And down in the, if you have Israel, just picture it like being the state of Alabama. And then down in the lower left Mississippi region is going to wind up being where Gaza is. Gaza, they have been at war, going through the tunnels, bombing the buildings, leveling the Hamas infrastructure after Hamas orchestrated those heinous October 7th attacks on Israel last year. We're coming up on 1 year's anniversary of that. There are still hostages we have not seen yet. We don't even know where they are. It was Israel's 9/11. Per capita, based on Israel's population size, it was a bigger event for them than what 9/11 even was for us. It was also, and I don't want to minimize 9/11, but October 7th in Israel was really far more personally savage. I mean, there was a great loss of life and infrastructure and national pride and then a galvanization of the national sentiment around 9/11. But we didn't see babies being decapitated. We didn't see women being gang raped. We didn't see it being posted on the internet and laughed over. We didn't see bodies being dragged through the streets. Israel did, and Israel said, by God, it stops now. And so they have been leveling Hamas, and rightfully so. However, like I said, picture the map. Alabama, if Alabama was Israel, southern Mississippi is where Gaza is. Tennessee is Lebanon, just to the north. On their northern border, there's the other proxy of Iran. Hamas is a proxy of Iran. Hezbollah, to the north, is like a nation within a nation. The Lebanese government is a separate government. Hezbollah is not the Lebanese government, but Hezbollah is like a giant, giant entity. They are almost like a government within a government. They are the shadow government of Lebanon. They control whole swaths of territory just themselves that the Lebanese government can do nothing about. They own hundreds of thousands of missiles, mortars, and rockets that they use on a regular basis to launch into Israel. They began launching again not long ago, and truthfully, it was equally callous and heinous as you saw a soccer field filled with children get rocketed and a dozen of them died. Israel said, you know what? This is not going to continue. And so just 2 weeks ago, was it 2 weeks ago? I think it was 2 weeks ago. In what has to be like one of the greatest moments of like a combination of, I called it earlier, a combination of James Bond and George Patton. They literally emasculated, no kidding, emasculated the Hezbollah leadership with pagers. Because Hezbollah's leadership about a year ago had said, everybody needs to stop using cell phones. The Israelis are now able to track you by your cell phones. We will not use cell phones. Now you will use, I don't know, here's not a good idea. Let's use pagers. Where'd they get the good idea of the pagers? It's believed to have been planted in their discussions by Israeli intelligence. Why would they do that? Because Israeli intelligence had interdicted the supply chain and corrupted a large amount of pagers, which they then made available to the Hezbollah leadership. And they all blew up. And so about 2 weeks ago, it's as if people were walking around with grenades strapped to their waist. And Hezbollah leadership began just blowing up. Boom, boom. It was like something out of a bad sitcom. It was like a cartoon almost, as people just began blowing up left and right. And then they went one step further the very next day, thinking, okay, nobody use the pagers. Everybody put the pagers down. Well, they're most gone anyway. What do we do? We'll use the ICOM radios, the walkie-talkies. We will use the walkie-talkies. Well, the walkie-talkies were rigged too. And they took out a bunch of them with walkie-talkies. Hassan Nasrallah is the leader of Hezbollah. I should say was the leader of Hezbollah. Because after years of ducking and covering and using other people as human shields, Hassan Nasrallah was just taken out. In what has become an epic takedown of Hezbollah leadership, we are now watching a game-changer moment as a completely headless snake is now trying to figure out what it to do. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come back from this break, and I'm going to give you more, because Hezbollah, yeah, they are under the gun, literally speaking. Israel is at war, but here's the thing. October surprise? Well, Biden didn't do a very good job handling the Middle East, did he? Oh, that's right. Harris is the vice president. This is going to come up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. Okay, I ran long in the last segment, so I won't have much time before the next break, but I will tell you this dipper is going to go on past the top of the hour. So I'm in number two of the triple dipper. I'm calling it Israel at War. And y'all, what we are seeing right now is perhaps what I would say is one of the most surgical efforts at decapitation of an enemy and enemy leadership that perhaps we've ever seen. The modern age may not have anything to compare to this. There have certainly been times when, you know, there was a single point assassination or there was some bombing that took out the key figure. But there's been nothing like what we have seen in the last, 6 weeks, 2 weeks especially. But just it, really in the last 9 days. So I've got an audio. How much time that audio clip lasts? About a minute. How long is that audio clip? What do you think, Butters?
Yeah, it's a minute and 11 seconds, roughly speaking.
Let's do this. I tell you what. Before I go much further, let me just pause here and say Senator Tom Cotton did an interview. Is it on News Nation or Fox? Which one is that on?
Or neither one. CBS Face the Nation.
Okay, never mind. It was on CBS Face the Nation. So Senator Tom Cotton, who I don't know who's going to wind up being the Secretary of Defense, but he strikes me as a future Secretary of Defense, just saying. That being said, Senator Cotton was asked to opine about what's happening in Israel. He had some great commentary. So before I go any further with my own comments, let's hear Senator Tom Cotton.
If that's what Israel needs to do to eliminate the remnants of Hezbollah's leadership and its arsenal, then yes, of course. Again, Hezbollah had over 100,000 missiles and rockets and mortars. Now, a lot of those have probably already been destroyed. Israel needs to destroy all of them. A lot of Hezbollah's leadership has been destroyed as well. This guy that y'all just cited there, maybe he's the leader. I don't know who's in charge of Hezbollah. I'm not sure anyone else does either. It's probably someone who wasn't important enough to have a beeper or a walkie-talkie as recently as 2 weeks ago. But all of Hezbollah's leadership needs to be eliminated, just like all of its arsenal needs to be eliminated, just like the United States needs to be much more forceful in attacking Iran's terror army in Yemen, where Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have had our sailors resting like sitting ducks in the Red Sea for months. When we finish mopping up all of these terrorist proxies, that means Iran, once again, is totally exposed. It no longer can threaten Israel and the United States and our friends throughout the region. That's why we need to back Israel to the hilt and let Israel win, rather than continue to make these feckless demands for ceasefires and de-escalation of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have been doing for a year now.
It's great commentary. By the way, I love the part where he said, who's left? Well, apparently only the people that are left are the ones who weren't important enough to have a pager or a walkie-talkie. So what does that tell you? I'd heard, and I don't have it in my stack here right now, but I had heard just a couple of days ago that when Hassan Nasrallah was taken out, and I'll talk about that in more detail in a minute, but when Hassan Nasrallah was taken out, that his second-in-command took over, and within 6 hours, he was dispatched. So it's like, okay, what's that may be the shortest position of leadership in Middle East history, but this is a bad time to be a leader in Hezbollah, and you're going to find out real quickly how many of them are actual true believers. But we're looking at a situation right now where on the world stage, nothing the Biden-Harris administration has done has been effective at making the world safer. I don't care what they claim. As a nation, the United States was just kicked out of Niger, Africa. We spent $100 million there building a base, training their troops, and then they chose to go with the Russians instead. So we're kicked out of Niger, Africa. That was a counterterrorism base where we used to also do drone work. How about the Afghanistan pullout? Epic failure. Loss of U.S. lives, loss of U.S. pride. Loss of security in that part of the world we have no eyes on anymore. And then you got to look at all the rest of the things happening. Ukraine, Middle East, my gosh. All said and done, are we safer right now? Freaking no. And we're going to talk about some more about Israel being at war and how that impacts us. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. All right, let me dive back in to this situation about Israel. I do not want to understate this at all, because what has happened in the last really 2 weeks has been of epic scale. Israel got sick and tired of being sick and tired of Hezbollah. Hezbollah was feeling all puffy and feeling like, we're on the northern border. What are you going to do? You're busy down there with Hamas in Gaza. We'll take care of you from the north and distract you. Guess how long that's lasted? Well, Israel didn't waste a whole bunch of troops crossing the border. They didn't go toe-to-toe. First thing they did was, with this very strategic, very pointed effort, they decapitated Hezbollah's leadership. I've got a piece here that the lovely Charlene brought to my attention. I mean, she finds stuff that I never even see, and I think I resource the show, but she sends me stuff all the time, and this was spot on. So Jared Kushner, you may remember him. Jared Kushner is Trump's son-in-law. But Jared Kushner himself is also Jewish, and Jared Kushner is also the architect of the Abraham Accords, the peace deals and the negotiations and the treaties that were being written up during the Trump administration in the Middle East. Well, Jared Kushner wrote a piece that came out on social media just the other day, and it is so spot on, y'all. And I won't try to read it all to you, but I will summarize pieces of it. He points out that Iran is now fully exposed. Why? I mean, maybe the joke, if you will, not really a joke, not funny, ha-ha, is, when will Iran stop? When they run out of proxies. Well, he says Iran is now fully exposed. The reason why their nuclear facilities have not been destroyed despite their weak air defense systems is because Hezbollah has been a loaded gun pointed at Israel. Iran spent the last 40 years building up Hezbollah as a deterrent so they could do things within their own borders and let other people do the distracting. Well, they are now much more exposed because they're losing Hamas, they're losing Hezbollah, and stand by, Houthis, because you could be next. It says the Islamic Republic's regime is much tougher when risking Hamas, Hezbollah, Syria, and Houthi lives than risking their own. And it's true. He also points out that Iranian leadership is stuck in the old Middle East. The newer Middle East is leaving them behind. Advances in technologies, capabilities, infrastructure, all those other countries are becoming like dynamic magnets right now for investment, while Iran falls further and further behind. Gaza, Hamas, has been mostly neutralized. And here's this great phrase. He says, anyone who's been calling for a ceasefire in the north against Hezbollah is wrong. There is no going back for Israel. They cannot afford now not to finish the job and completely dismantle the arsenal that's been aimed at them. They will never get another chance. I mean, picture this. This is like you've been standing there trying to do business while someone points a loaded gun at your head. And you finally have a chance to slap that loaded gun out of their way and actually take it out of their hands. Why would you not? And that's what Israel's been staring at for 40 years. Kushner goes on to say this. He says, after the brilliant rapid-fire tactical successes of the pagers, the radios, and the targeting of leadership, Hezbollah's massive weapon cache is now unguarded and unmanned, and most of the Hezbollah fighters are hiding in their tunnels. Israel has been collecting intelligence over the last 10 months. Confirming killing of Nasrallah and at least 16 top commanders have eliminated in the last 9 days. In 9 days, completely dismantled the leadership of Hezbollah. He said, this is a moment to stand behind the peace-seeking nation of Israel and the large portion of the Lebanese people who have been plagued by Hezbollah and just want to return to the times when their country is thriving and Beirut was a cosmopolitan city. It was. I mean, Lebanon was a... Listen, I don't know what's going on in the Middle East, even Southwest Asia like Afghanistan, but even Kabul, Afghanistan used to be a cosmopolitan city by standards of that part of the world. Beirut was apparently a lovely city at one point. But he says the right move now for America would be to tell Israel to finish the job. It's long overdue. And by the way, he says it's not only Israel's fight. And he points out, and this is key for us to know, and as these skulls full of mush are protesting on college campuses around the United States, they need to be reminded that 40 years ago, Hezbollah are the ones that bombed the U.S. Marine barracks in Beirut, killed 241 U.S. military and personnel, which included 220 Marines. The single deadliest day in the Marine Corps since the Battle of Iwo Jima. And later that same day, by the way, Hezbollah went out and killed 58 French paratroopers. So it was an amazing day with nearly 300 Western military personnel killed by Hezbollah. And what did we do? Not much. But over the past 6 weeks, he says, Kushner points out, Israel has eliminated more terrorists on the U.S. list of wanted terrorists than the U.S. has done in the last 20 years. Including, and this is important, they took out a guy named Ibrahim Aqil, who was the leader of Hezbollah's Islamic Jihad that masterminded the 1983 killing of Marines at the Beirut barracks. So his point is so well played here. He talks about the fact that there is no better time than what is happening right now. The world will be a better place if Israel is allowed to finish what it started. And you know what? I'll rephrase that. Israel didn't start this. This is a classic example of someone who didn't start the fight, but by God, they're going to finish it. All right, we're going to come back, and I'll give you a little bit more about this. Israel at war, that's the dipper we're in right now. And I listen, you guys need to understand that what is happening with Hezbollah and Hamas and even Iran in the next 30 days could wind up being a thing that also impacts our election cycle in a big, big way. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just giving you all the truth you can put on a bumper sticker. So, all right, we're in this number two of the triple dipper. We'll see whether it's going to be a three dipper day. Sometimes the content is just so rich, we got to hang with it. But I'm in number two right now, which is Israel at war. So a couple things to point out. I've been pretty clear on the fact that I believe that Israel has every right to do what it's doing. I say that unapologetically. I also say that from not just like having a sympathetic bent towards Israel anyway, as an ally, as a faith-based issue. I also say that as an American, because we have watched Hezbollah and Hamas target American interests and even kill American citizens and American soldiers for decades. And I'm just sick of them being able to operate with impunity. And so I am looking for more of the same, if you will, out of Israel right now. And I agree with Jared Kushner. They should be just basically encouraged to go ahead and finish the job. Let's get it over with. Let's do it. Let's quit talking about it. Let's just do it. Well, right now, Netanyahu gave a pretty clear speech. Story here on Breitbart, Sunday afternoon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed his nation on Saturday, telling them the killing of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah was a victory for Israel and a warning to Iran. He is not playing. But what he also did in that speech was he said, I want to go without proxies now and speak directly to the people of Iran. He basically said, our fight is not with you. Our fight is with your leadership. That being said, we have reports right now. This piece on Fox News came out yesterday afternoon. Iran's Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is said to be in hiding right now because they don't know what they're watching right now. And they're going, my gosh, Israel had all their beeper numbers. Israel had all their radios. Israel knew where Nasrallah was and they dropped a bomb right on his head. And they're looking at this. And so, yeah, the Ayatollah is now in hiding. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has moved into hiding and remains at a secure location somewhere within the country. The decision comes in response to Israel's strikes outside of Beirut on Friday that killed the leader and founding member of the Iranian-backed terrorist group Hezbollah. Two sources told Reuters that Iran reached out to Hezbollah and other proxy forces in the region to determine what action to take in response to Nasrallah's killing. What do you mean, what action to take? What should we do? I don't know. Call the people that don't live in our country. Hezbollah, what should we do? How about this? Go into hiding because they know where you are. Now, I said a moment ago that I didn't have it in my stack. I forgot that I did have it. Story here on CBS. This is how precise Israel is. Israel took out Hezbollah's leader, Hassan Nasrallah. He was in a bunker 60 feet underground under a 10-story building. They used bunker buster bombs that leveled the building and then went deep in the ground and pounded him in a 60-foot concrete bunker below the ground. Destroyed it. Hamas then said that Fatah Sharif would take over. Hours later, Fatah Sharif was taken out. That's how long you have your life expectation to be when you are the leader of Hezbollah. But what's this going to do to the campaign? With very little time left to talk about it, I'll tell you this. There's a report that's not getting much play, but the Times of Israel had it, and I saw the video. Thousands of protesters are trying to storm the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad protesting the Nasrallah killing. It's becoming a thing on the Arab street. And then on top of that, Hezbollah's chief death act was one of justice, said Joe Biden. Really? Joe Biden said that? Oh, goodness. That's the Kamala Harris office, right? So now Kamala Harris has to make a decision. Do I stand with Joe and call it justice? Do I stand with our liberal base and do I call it like unfounded and ask for there to be restraint? What's the end play here? Well, you know what? Kamala, you're tied to it whether you want to or not, because it's your feckless leadership that has led us to this point. It's the idea that Israel has been asked to contain itself for the last year after terrorist attacks ravaged its people. And right now, what you're seeing is that when Netanyahu came to the United States, Kamala Harris didn't even go to his speech. But after he made his speech to Congress, Netanyahu flew down to Mar-a-Lago and had a meeting with Trump. What's that tell you? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Last half hour to go home time on the meet. We're going to switch gears and talk about Israel at war. And it's really a great segue from The Last Dipper. So keep this in mind. I'm watching right now. We're watching footage on the Fox screen about the strikes on Hezbollah. And this is not what we've been seeing for the last year, all right? For the last year, we have been watching Israel leveling Hamas infrastructure in Gaza. Picture the map, if you will. I do this all the time, but I try to give you the mental image. Picture the map. And down in the, if you have Israel, just picture it like being the state of Alabama. And then down in the lower left Mississippi region is going to wind up being where Gaza is. Gaza, they have been at war, going through the tunnels, bombing the buildings, leveling the Hamas infrastructure after Hamas orchestrated those heinous October 7th attacks on Israel last year. We're coming up on 1 year's anniversary of that. There are still hostages we have not seen yet. We don't even know where they are. It was Israel's 9/11. Per capita, based on Israel's population size, it was a bigger event for them than what 9/11 even was for us. It was also, and I don't want to minimize 9/11, but October 7th in Israel was really far more personally savage. I mean, there was a great loss of life and infrastructure and national pride and then a galvanization of the national sentiment around 9/11. But we didn't see babies being decapitated. We didn't see women being gang raped. We didn't see it being posted on the internet and laughed over. We didn't see bodies being dragged through the streets. Israel did. And Israel said, by God, it stops now. And so they have been leveling Hamas, and rightfully so. However, like I said, picture the map. Alabama, if Alabama was Israel, southern Mississippi is where Gaza is. Tennessee is Lebanon, just to the north. On their northern border, there's the other proxy of Iran. Hamas is a proxy of Iran. Hezbollah, to the north, is like a nation within a nation. The Lebanese government is a separate government. Hezbollah is not the Lebanese government, but Hezbollah is like a giant, giant entity. They are almost like a government within a government. They are the shadow government of Lebanon. They control whole swaths of territory just themselves that the Lebanese government can do nothing about. They own hundreds of thousands of missiles, mortars, and rockets that they use on a regular basis to launch into Israel. They began launching again not long ago, and truthfully, it was equally callous and heinous as you saw a soccer field filled with children get rocketed and a dozen of them died. Israel said, you know what? This is not going to continue. And so just 2 weeks ago, was it 2 weeks ago? I think it was 2 weeks ago. In what has to be like one of the greatest moments of like a combination of, I called it earlier, a combination of James Bond and George Patton. They literally emasculated, no kidding, emasculated the Hezbollah leadership with pagers. because Hezbollah's leadership about a year ago had said, everybody needs to stop using cell phones. The Israelis are now able to track you by your cell phones. We will not use cell phones. Now you will use, oh, I don't know, here's a good idea. Let's use pagers. Where'd they get the good idea of the pagers? It's believed to have been planted in their discussions by Israeli intelligence. Why would they do that? Because Israeli intelligence had interdicted the supply chain and corrupted a large amount of pagers, which they then made available to the Hezbollah leadership. And they all blew up. And so about 2 weeks ago, it's as if people were walking around with grenades strapped to their waist. And Hezbollah leadership began just blowing up. Boom, boom. It was like something out of a, I don't know, like a bad sitcom. It was like a, a cartoon almost, as people just began blowing up left and right. And then they went one step further the very next day, thinking, okay, nobody use the pagers. Everybody put the pagers down. Well, they're most gone anyway. What do we do? We'll use the ICOM radios, the walkie-talkies. We will use the walkie-talkies. Well, the walkie-talkies were rigged too. And they took out a bunch of them with walkie-talkies. Hassan Nasrallah is the leader of Hezbollah. I should say was the leader of Hezbollah. Because after years of ducking and covering and using other people as human shields, Hassan Nasrallah was just taken out. In what has become an epic takedown of Hezbollah leadership, we are now watching a game-changer moment as a completely headless snake is now trying to figure out what it to do. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come back from this break, and I'm going to give you more, because Hezbollah, yeah, they are under the gun, literally speaking. Israel is at war, but here's the thing. October surprise? Well, Biden didn't do a very good job handling the Middle East, did he? Oh, that's right. Harris is the vice president. This is going to come up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. Okay, I ran long in the last segment, so I won't have much time before the next break, but I will tell you this dipper is going to go on past the top of the hour. So I'm in number two of the triple dipper. I'm calling it Israel at War. And y'all, what we are seeing right now is perhaps what I would say is one of the most surgical efforts at decapitation of an enemy and enemy leadership that perhaps we've ever seen. The modern age may not have anything to compare to this. There have certainly been times when, you know, there was a single point assassination or there was some bombing that took out the key figure. But there's been nothing like what we have seen in the last, 6 weeks, 2 weeks especially. But just it, really in the last 9 days. So I've got an audio. How much time that audio clip lasts? About a minute. How long is that audio clip? What do you think, Butters?
Yeah, it's a minute and 11 seconds, roughly speaking.
Let's do this. I tell you what. Before I go much further, let me just pause here and say Senator Tom Cotton did an interview. Is it on News Nation or Fox? Which one is that on?
Or neither one. CBS Face the Nation.
Okay, never mind. It was on CBS Face the Nation. So Senator Tom Cotton, who I don't know who's going to wind up being the Secretary of Defense, but he strikes me as a future Secretary of Defense, just saying. That being said, Senator Cotton was asked to opine about what's happening in Israel. He had some great commentary. So before I go any further with my own comments, let's hear Senator Tom Cotton.
If that's what Israel needs to do to eliminate the remnants of Hezbollah's leadership and its arsenal, then yes, of course. Again, Hezbollah had over 100,000 missiles and rockets and mortars. Now, a lot of those have probably already been destroyed. Israel needs to destroy all of them. A lot of Hezbollah's leadership has been destroyed as well. This guy that y'all just cited there, maybe he's the leader. I don't know who's in charge of Hezbollah. I'm not sure anyone else does either. It's probably someone who wasn't important enough to have a beeper or a walkie-talkie as recently as 2 weeks ago. But all of Hezbollah's leadership needs to be eliminated, just like all of its arsenal needs to be eliminated, just like the United States needs to be much more forceful in attacking Iran's terror army in Yemen, where Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have had our sailors resting like sitting ducks in the Red Sea for months. When we finish mopping up all of these terrorist proxies, that means Iran, once again, is totally exposed. It no longer can threaten Israel and the United States and our friends throughout the region. That's why we need to back Israel to the hilt and let Israel win, rather than continue to make these feckless demands for ceasefires and de-escalation of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have been doing for a year now.
That's great commentary. I love, by the way, I love the part where he said, Who's left? Well, apparently only the people that are left are the ones that weren't important enough to have a pager or a walkie-talkie. So what does that tell you? I'd heard, and I don't have it in my stack here right now, but I had heard just a couple of days ago that when Hassan Nasrallah was taken out, and I'll talk about that in more detail in a minute, but when Hassan Nasrallah was taken out, that his second-in-command took over, and within 6 hours, he was dispatched. So it's like, okay, what's that may be the shortest position of, leadership in Middle East history, but this is a bad time to be a leader in Hezbollah. And you're going to find out real quickly how many of them are actual true believers. But we're looking at a situation right now where on the world stage, nothing the Biden-Harris administration has done has been effective at making the world safer. I don't care what they claim. As a nation, the United States was just kicked out of Niger, Africa. We spent $100 million there building a base, training their troops, and then they chose to go with the Russians instead. So we're kicked out of Niger, Africa. That was a counterterrorism base where we used to also do drone work. How about the Afghanistan pullout? Epic failure. Loss of U.S. lives, loss of U.S. pride, loss of security in that part of the world we have no eyes on anymore. And then you got to look at all the rest of the things happening. Ukraine, Middle East, my gosh. All said and done, are we safer right now? Freaking no. And we're going to talk about some more about Israel being at war and how that impacts us. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. All right, let me dive back in to this situation about Israel. I do not want to understate this at all, because what has happened in the last really 2 weeks has been of epic scale. Israel got sick and tired of being sick and tired of Hezbollah. Hezbollah was feeling all puffy and feeling like, we're on the northern border. What are you going to do? You're busy down there with Hamas in Gaza. We'll take care of you from the north and distract you. Guess how long that's lasted? Well, Israel didn't waste a whole bunch of troops crossing the border. They didn't go toe-to-toe. First thing they did was, with this very strategic, very pointed effort, they decapitated Hezbollah's leadership. I've got a piece here that the lovely Charlene brought to my attention. I mean, she finds stuff that I never even see, and I think I resource the show, but she sends me stuff all the time, and this was spot on. So Jared Kushner, you may remember him. Jared Kushner is Trump's son-in-law. But Jared Kushner himself is also Jewish, and Jared Kushner is also the architect of the Abraham Accords, the peace deals and the negotiations and the treaties that were being written up during the Trump administration in the Middle East. Well, Jared Kushner wrote a piece that came out on social media just the other day, and it is so spot on, y'all. And I won't try to read it all to you, but I will summarize pieces of it. He points out that Iran is now fully exposed. Why? I mean, maybe the joke, if you will, not really a joke, not funny, ha-ha, is, when will Iran stop? When they run out of proxies. Well, he says Iran is now fully exposed. The reason why their nuclear facilities have not been destroyed despite their weak air defense systems is because Hezbollah has been a loaded gun pointed at Israel. Iran spent the last 40 years building up Hezbollah as a deterrent so they could do things within their own borders and let other people do the distracting. Well, they are now much more exposed because they're losing Hamas, they're losing Hezbollah, and stand by, Houthis, because you could be next. It says the Islamic Republic's regime is much tougher when risking Hamas, Hezbollah, Syria, and Houthi lives than risking their own. And it's true. He also points out that Iranian leadership is stuck in the old Middle East. The newer Middle East is leaving them behind. Advances in technologies, capabilities, infrastructure, all those other countries are becoming like dynamic magnets right now for investment, while Iran falls further and further behind. Gaza, yep, Gaza, Hamas, has been mostly neutralized. And here's this great phrase. He says, anyone who's been calling for a ceasefire in the north against Hezbollah is wrong. There is no going back for Israel. They cannot afford now not to finish the job and completely dismantle the arsenal that's been aimed at them. They will never get another chance. I mean, picture this. This is like you've been standing there trying to do business while someone points a loaded gun at your head. And you finally have a chance to slap that loaded gun out of the way and actually take it out of their hands. Why would you not? And that's what Israel's been staring at for 40 years. Kushner goes on to say this. He says, after the brilliant rapid-fire tactical successes of the pagers, the radios, and the targeting of leadership, Hezbollah's massive weapon cache is now unguarded and unmanned, and most of the Hezbollah fighters are hiding in their tunnels. Israel has been collecting intelligence over the last 10 months. Confirming killing of Nasrallah and at least 16 top commanders has been eliminated in the last 9 days. In 9 days, completely dismantled the leadership of Hezbollah. He said, this is a moment to stand behind the peace-seeking nation of Israel and the large portion of the Lebanese people who have been plagued by Hezbollah and just want to return to the times when their country is thriving and Beirut was a cosmopolitan city. It was. I mean, Lebanon was a... Listen, I don't know what's going on in the Middle East, even Southwest Asia like Afghanistan, but even Kabul, Afghanistan used to be a cosmopolitan city by standards of that part of the world. Beirut was apparently a lovely city at one point. But he says the right move now for America would be to tell Israel to finish the job. It's long overdue. And by the way, he says it's not only Israel's fight. And he points out, and this is key for us to know, and as these skulls full of mush are protesting on college campuses around the United States, they need to be reminded that 40 years ago, Hezbollah are the ones that bombed the U.S. Marine barracks in Beirut, killed 241 U.S. military and personnel, which included 220 Marines, the single deadliest day in the Marine Corps since the Battle of Iwo Jima. And later that same day, by the way, Hezbollah went out and killed 58 French paratroopers. So it was an amazing day with nearly 300 Western military personnel killed by Hezbollah. And what did we do? Not much. But over the past 6 weeks, he says, Kushner points out, Israel has eliminated more terrorists on the U.S. list of wanted terrorists than the U.S. has done in the last 20 years, including, and this is important, they took out a guy named Ibrahim Aqil, who was the leader of Hezbollah's Islamic Jihad that masterminded the 1983 killing of Marines at the Beirut barracks. So his point is so well played here. He talks about the fact that there is no better time than what is happening right now. The world will be a better place if Israel is allowed to finish what it started. And you know what? I'll rephrase that. Israel didn't start this. This is a classic example of someone who didn't start the fight, but by God, they're going to finish it. All right, we're going to come back, and I'll give you a little bit more about this. Israel at war, that's the dipper we're in right now. And I listen, you guys need to understand that what is happening with Hezbollah and Hamas and even Iran in the next 30 days could wind up being a thing that also impacts our election cycle in a big, big way. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just giving you all the truth you can put on a bumper sticker. So, all right, we're in this number two of the triple dipper. We'll see whether it's going to be a three dipper day. Sometimes the content is just so rich, we got to hang with it. But I'm in number two right now, which is Israel at war. So a couple things to point out. I've been pretty clear on the fact that I believe that Israel has every right to do what it's doing. I say that unapologetically. I also say that from not just like having a sympathetic bent towards Israel anyway, as an ally, as a faith-based issue. I also say that as an American, because we have watched Hezbollah and Hamas target American interests and even kill American citizens and American soldiers for decades. And I'm just sick of them being able to operate with impunity. And so I am looking for more of the same, if you will, out of Israel right now. And I agree with Jared Kushner. They should be just basically encouraged to go ahead and finish the job. Let's get it over with. Let's do it. Let's quit talking about it. Let's just do it. Well, right now, Netanyahu gave a pretty clear speech. Story here on Breitbart, Sunday afternoon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed his nation on Saturday, telling them the killing of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah was a victory for Israel and a warning to Iran. He is not playing. But what he also did in that speech was he said, I want to go without proxies now and speak directly to the people of Iran. He basically said, our fight is not with you. Our fight is with your leadership. That being said, we have reports right now. This piece on Fox News came out yesterday afternoon. Iran's Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is said to be in hiding right now because they don't know what they're watching right now. And they're going, my gosh, Israel had all their beeper numbers. Israel had all their radios. Israel knew where Nasrallah was, and they dropped a bomb right on his head. And they're looking at this. And so, yeah, the Ayatollah is now in hiding. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has moved into hiding and remains at a secure location somewhere within the country. The decision comes in response to Israel's strikes outside of Beirut on Friday that killed the leader and founding member of the Iranian-backed terrorist group Hezbollah. Two sources told Reuters that Iran reached out to Hezbollah and other proxy forces in the region to determine what action to take in response to Nasrallah's killing. What do you mean, what action to take? What should we do? I don't know. Call the people that don't live in our country. Hezbollah, what should we do? How about this? Go into hiding because they know where you are. Now, I said a moment ago that I didn't have it in my stack. I forgot that I did have it. Story here on CBS. This is how precise Israel is. Israel took out Hezbollah's leader, Hassan Nasrallah. He was in a bunker 60 feet underground under a 10-story building. They used bunker buster bombs that leveled the building and then went deep in the ground and pounded him in a 60-foot concrete bunker below the ground. Destroyed it. Hamas then said that Fatah Sharif would take over. Hours later, Fatah Sharif was taken out. That's how long you have your life expectation to be when you are the leader of Hezbollah. But what's this going to do to the campaign? With very little time left to talk about it, I'll tell you this. There's a report that's not getting much play, but the Times of Israel had it, and I saw the video. Thousands of protesters are trying to storm the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad protesting the Nasrallah killing. It's becoming a thing on the Arab street. And then on top of that, Hezbollah's chief death act was one of justice, said Joe Biden. Really? Joe Biden said that? Oh, goodness. That's the Kamala Harris office, right? So now Kamala Harris has to make a decision. Do I stand with Joe and call it justice? Do I stand with our liberal base and do I call it like unfounded and ask for there to be restraint? What's the end play here? Well, you know what, Kamala, you're tied to it whether you want to or not, because it's your feckless leadership that has led us to this point. It's the idea that Israel has been asked to contain itself for the last year after terrorist attacks ravaged its people. And right now, what you're seeing is that when Netanyahu came to the United States, Kamala Harris didn't even go to his speech. But after he made his speech to Congress, Netanyahu flew down to Mar-a-Lago and had a meeting with Trump. What's that tell you? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Last half hour to go home time on the meet.